Welcome to Christian Life Community Church. We're here this morning. If you want to join us, we meet at 10 a.m. in Newville, Pennsylvania. And thank you, everybody, for being patient with us today on the technology end of things. So I was born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, and when I was preparing for this sermon, God brought back an old DC Talk song. Anybody here know who DC Talk is? Okay, a couple people. Good. Yes, the Jesus freaks. Yeah. So, this morning, God wants me to talk about living in the light and what that means and how we can do that and how important that is. So, this song, I'm just going to read the lyrics from the song, In the Light. It says, I keep trying to find a life on my own apart from you. I'm the king of excuses. I've got one for every selfish thing I do. It's true. Tell me, what's going on inside of me? I despise my own behavior. Anyone ever been in that place before? This only serves to confirm my suspicions that I'm still a man in need of a savior. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, because all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. And then it says, honesty becomes me. There's nothing left to lose. The secrets that did run me, your presence has diffused. Pride has no position, as riches have no worth. The fame that once did cover me has been sentenced to this earth. So they're talking about just letting go of our pride and being ourselves with God, right? It doesn't matter. His presence diffuses those secrets that control us. So this morning, I'm going to talk about how can we live in the light. First, I want to encourage us that if any of us feel like we're in a dark place, that doesn't own us, and that's not where we have to stay, right? 1 Peter 2:9 says that God called us out of darkness and into the light. Are you grateful for that? Yes. Sometimes we feel like we've been in darkness so long, we feel like it's on us so heavy or it's been surrounding us that we belong there. But it doesn't own us. God owns us, right? Yes. And God can see us there in that place. And he says, we belong to him and to the light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, we are children of the light, and we do not belong to the darkness. And I think sometimes we need to stand on that word, you know, when we feel surrounded by darkness and heaviness, just say, no, I am a child of the light. I don't belong here. We do not belong there. So this is the passage I'm going to be talking about today. If you want to turn there, you can. If not, you can just listen. It's 1 John 1:5-10. So it's just five verses. I'm going to give you a minute to turn there if you want to turn there. 1 John, not regular John, so it's way in the back. 1 John 1:5. Okay, so John is talking about what Jesus told the disciples to tell everyone else. So he says in verse 5, this is the message we heard from him, Jesus, and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. So it was interesting because When I read this, I always thought that, you know, it says, if we have fellowship with him, you know, we're walking in the light. And it says we have fellowship with one another. And that one another word there means reciprocally. It means he has a relationship with us and we have a relationship with him, right? We're connected. So he knows us and we know him, right? Can you really know somebody if they're only like telling you the good things about them? Like, let's think about, for example, Facebook, right? Do you really know some of those people on Facebook? Or do you just see the good things only, right? We look at them, we're like, oh, their life is wonderful. But if we really knew what was really going on with them, and they were, you know, honest with us and reaching out to us about, you know, pray for me with this, we might really get to know them, right? And it's like that with God. Sometimes we just want to give him our Facebook reel, you know? Like, oh, Lord, you know, we just are afraid to show him those things. But that's what living in the light means, being the real us. So, I felt like there were 10 things, and that sounds like a lot, and it probably is too much, so if the Lord tells me to cut some things out, I'll just skip them. But ways that we can live in the light, right? Because it says to walk in the light. That means just stay there, abide there. Make it a daily practice. So the first thing we can do, number one, confess things right away, right? Keep short accounts with the Lord. Don't let anything come between you. And we all know the famous verse in the Bible that even unbelievers know, John 3:16, right? I'm going to read you the couple verses that come right after that as well. So let's quote John 3:16 together, since we all know it. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world, right? That's why we don't go to him. We're afraid he's going to condemn us. Verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned. Whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they haven't believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Verse 19, this is the verdict then. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear their deeds will be exposed. Verse 21, but this is the key verse here. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so it may be seen plainly that what they've done has been done in the sight of God. Let me just point out, it doesn't say those who have lived perfectly come into the light because everything they do is wonderful. No. It says everything they've done in the sight of God. Does that mean everything I've done is exactly the right thing I should have done? No. We all make mistakes. We're still human. He knows that, again, tomorrow I'm going to make mistakes. Right? But if I do it in the sight of God, it's a different story. It's kind of like, my mom loves to tell this story. When you're a kid and your parents, you know, are trying to help you behave or whatever, and they see you do something and they correct you, say, now, was that a good choice? Maybe next time we need to not do that. You know, so one time my mom corrected me. She said, I don't want to see you do that again. I said, fine, I'll do it when you're not looking. You know, so sometimes, you know, that's kind of what we do. We're like, well, I'm just going to do this in private and in secret, and no one needs to know I'm doing this, and God, you know, doesn't even need to know I'm doing this. But come on, he already knows that we're doing it. He already sees that we're doing it. Why don't we just keep our relationship open with him and say, Lord, I'm weak, and I gave in again to that thing that I keep giving into, but I'm going to trust that you still love me. I'm not going to hide from you. Right? So just to encourage us, just to confess things right away, because he's still going to love us, he's still going to accept us, and that's how we stay in the light. Even mistakes are done in his sight. So the second thing kind of goes with that. It's to keep my heart open. That's how I stay in the light. I keep my heart open to God. I don't close it off. No matter what disappointments have come or what ways I want to hold on to my own desires, I am listening to Him. So in the beginning of your day, sometimes it helps me to do this, just say, Lord, I'm going to have my ear tuned to you today. Tell me what to do. And then have my heart ready and willing to obey, right? Sometimes, like, you know, God is our Father, and we think about this with our parents. We might, like, listen to what they say we should do, but that doesn't mean we have any intent to do what they've told us to do. But I'm saying with the Lord to say, Lord, lead me today, guide me today, and actually be ready to do whatever He says. That can help us to walk in the light. In John 8:12, Jesus is talking about Himself, and He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. How much more joy do we have when we know that we're doing what God wants us to do, right? Isn't it so rewarding? You just feel so light, actually light in your heart. You're like, ah, I feel led by God today. That helps us to stay in the light, just keeping an open heart, being willing to follow Him, whatever He asks us to do. Number three, I kind of already touched on, it was refuse to hide, right? So in confessing things right away is kind of where I was going with that. But also to remember that there are long-term weaknesses in us sometimes that we're afraid that He's going to get frustrated with us or want to give up on us because we feel that way about ourselves. We get frustrated with ourselves. We're like, ugh, I'm just going to give up. I'm not going to stop trying. But I was looking at my computer. There was this picture, and it was like a castle. I forget where it was. It was one of those things that Microsoft just puts up there. But it had these lights shining on it, and it was so beautifully illuminated. And I felt like the Lord said to me, that's what it looks like when you walk in the light. When He shines on us, He doesn't expose all of our weaknesses to everybody. You know, He brings out the best in us because He loves us. And sometimes that's why we're afraid to meet with Him. We're like, oh, I know He's going to talk to me about that thing that I've been struggling with, and so I'm just not going to meet with God today. And we are afraid to meet with God. But really, when we do meet with God, He encourages us, doesn't He? He's not waiting to point the finger at us. He brings out the best things. He says, you know, oh, I love that this happened yesterday and that you are obeying me in this area, and encourages us about who we are in Him. He still wants me to come to Him and receive His love and know He's going to forgive me for anything. He brings out the best in us. And I was thinking about this in relation to, I don't know if you guys have seen Beauty and the Beast. Have you seen the Disney version is the one that I grew up watching. But at one point, Belle is like trying to figure out who the Beast is, and she's like, step into the light. And he stands in the light, and she's like, ah! You know, like, he's so scary. And the Lord was talking to me this weekend, and He said to me, sometimes I see myself as a beast. And He says, no, you're a beauty. He pulls out the beauty in us. And we don't need to be afraid to step into the light. Like, God's going to be like, oh my gosh, it's so ugly. Everything in your life is so ugly. He's waiting for us to step into the light so He can tell us how wonderful and beautiful we are and how much He loves us. So number three, refuse to hide. Number four, seek truth, right? Truth brings us light. Psalm 119:105, you guys have known this verse, and I know this verse. I'm not sure what's going on with it. But when I quote it, you'll recognize it. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You guys know that verse, right? So in the Bible, the word has a couple different meanings, because there's different words for the word in Hebrew. And usually it's logos, which means the Bible, right? So a lot, I always thought, until I just looked it up this week, that the word there means the Bible. So You know, the Bible is a light to my path, and that's how I always thought it was. And that is his word. But this word is not logos. It's dabar, which means your spoken word. So his spoken word is what directs our path and brings light and tells us what to do and shines in against those lies, right, in our minds that tell us the wrong thing. So when I feel dark thoughts start to creep in, right, you guys know how that feels, right? You can feel the dark thoughts. I see a lot of nods. Yes. When the dark thoughts creep in, that's when we ask the Lord, Jesus, I need to know what is the truth to dispel that darkness, right? Truth dispels darkness, and that's what brings his light. So if I want to walk in the light, every time those thoughts come up, I need to say, Jesus, I know this is darkness, and it says there's no darkness in you at all, so this is a lie. And then ask him, what is your truth, Lord? And bring it to the light. And let him shed light on our thoughts, right? And bring us to the truth. Number 5, invite his light into my heart. All right, so that was inviting it into our minds. But in our hearts, how many of you know we feel heavy? Right? We feel weary. We feel discouraged sometimes. We feel tired. It's like a shadow is hanging over us. And I love this verse. I've quoted this before when I feel like I'm struggling. It's Micah 7, verse 8. And when we feel down, we feel beaten, it says, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. And though I sit in darkness, the Lord is my light. So even though sometimes we feel beaten down, we can just say, you know what? I feel like I'm in darkness right now, but I'm inviting your light, Lord. Bring me into joy and peace and all of those things that his word says that we have. All right. Number 6, be my true self with him. We talked about this earlier, but being honest with the Lord about where I'm truly at. I noticed this a couple months ago. The Lord was showing me, sometimes we feel like we need to say to God what he wants to hear or what we think we're supposed to say. Like, I was praying to the Lord about this situation, and I was like, oh, really anxious about it. And I was like, but Lord, I trust that you're going to take care of it. And something inside my heart was like, do you though? You know, and I'm like, you know what? I just need to be honest with the Lord. I know I'm supposed to trust him, but I'm lying to him and I'm lying to myself right now saying that I trust him. And so I said, Lord, I don't really trust you in this area, but I want to. It's kind of like the centurion who said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, we have this measure of faith, and that is okay with him. He would rather us be honest and say, I'm struggling to trust you with this, Lord, than to just, you know, pretend like we, you know, are doing the right thing because we don't want him to be disappointed in us. When we're true and real with God, he can handle it, right? He can heal it. He can hold me, and he can help me. So whatever it is that we're struggling with, I'm going to say that again. Be yourself because he can handle it. He can heal it. He can hold me, and he can help me. If I pretend like I don't have a problem, he can't do any of those things for me. He can, I'm like, oh, I can handle it, Lord. You know, I can figure it out. I don't need you to heal me from whatever I've been through. And we don't open the door for him to hold us or comfort us. We're just like muscling through it, right? And he can't help us unless we allow him in. And I love the story in John 9. Jesus heals a blind man, right? And everyone says, you know, yes, that's the blind man. He's been begging there for a long time. He's been blind since birth. Well, Jesus comes by and Jesus heals him. And now he's going around telling everyone, Jesus heals me. And they're saying, are you sure that you're that blind man? You look like him, but I don't know if that's really you. You know, everyone's questioning this man. And people are talking, I don't think it's the same man. It couldn't be, right? And sometimes when we allow ourselves to be healed by God, we start living a whole different way. It's almost like people don't recognize us anymore. We don't even recognize ourselves. You're like, wow. Sometimes this happens to me when I'm actually like letting myself go and spending time with the Lord. I'm like, wow, I didn't yell at my child when they did that thing I yelled at them for yesterday. It didn't bother me today, you know, or whatever it is. It's just like when God heals us, we start to make such different choices, we don't even recognize ourselves anymore. And now that this man can see and everything is different for him, he's unrecognizable in a good way. Wouldn't you guys like that for people to say, are you sure that's really you? Like sometimes men will say that to me, where's my wife and who are you? Right? When people are like that, I just want the Lord to keep changing me, right? It says he changes us glory to glory. It's not going to happen overnight. But if we keep following him day after day after day after day, suddenly we're going to get to this place we don't even recognize ourselves anymore in a good way. Yes. All right, number 7, we can stay in the light by asking Holy Spirit to guide us, especially in our interactions with others, right? We want him to be the light inside of us. Oh, I didn't bring it up with me, but I have a flashlight, so I was going to ask you guys a question. If I want to see something and I'm walking around with this flashlight, am I going to shine it up at the sky? Am I going to shine it at the ground? Am I going to shine it at the people coming at me? Like, where's the best place to shine a flashlight? Right, on the path in front of you, like where you're about to go, right? If I have somebody with me and I'm trying to help them, let's say somebody's walking beside me, okay? I'm going to bring this around in a second and explain what I'm talking about. But if somebody's walking beside me, we're walking together on the beach, like we just did this with our kids. There's crabs you can find at night on the beach, and so we're shining the light around to try to find the crabs. If I'm trying to show them something, am I going to shine the flashlight in their eyes, or am I going to shine it at whatever we're looking at? Right, down at what we're looking at. How many times am I using my light to shine where it should be shined, on Jesus and on the truth and on the path where someone is supposed to go? Or am I shining it in their eyes and saying, you have this problem, this is wrong with you, and sharing judgment? How is that person going to see what God wants them to see if I'm shining the light on them all the time and on all of their weaknesses and on all the ways that they need to change? That's not what shining the light means. When Jesus said, be the light and shine his love and light, that is not what he was talking about, is it? Because then that person's going to be blind, right? That happened to my father. He came to visit the camp, and one of the little boys shined the flashlight in dad's eyes, and, you know, you can't see for a while, right? Has anyone ever had a flashlight shine in their eyes? Doesn't feel good, does it? So why do we do that to people? Does it feel good to that person when we're telling them all of the things they need to change or all the ways they've fallen short? Right? It doesn't feel good when people do that to us. And so I just want to encourage us to shine light and to use the power that the Lord has given us to shine light on the path, right? And to show love instead. All right, so that was number 7. We carry his light inside of us to shine it on the path. So number 8 goes along with that. To stay in the light, we're going to forgive those who have hurt us, right? Sometimes we wonder why there's a chasm between us and God, and we feel like there's like this separation, and it seems like our thoughts keep going to how we've been hurt by somebody. And if anyone has ever experienced this, when you are able to finally let go of something and forgive, how light do you feel, right? It's almost like the darkness just leaves and the light floods in, and it's like, I'm not carrying that thing anymore. It's not clouding everything I see, and I don't feel this heaviness over me. When we forgive and let go of things, it's amazing how much light can shine into our hearts and bring freedom and healing. In 1 John 2, that's where this whole thing comes from. It says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates their brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, There's nothing in them to make them stumble. Right? So whenever we're carrying unforgiveness, it kind of makes us stumble, right? We do things that we probably shouldn't do. We say things we probably shouldn't say. Verse 11. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is in darkness and walks around in darkness. They don't know where they're going because the darkness has blinded them. So sometimes walking in the light means letting go and forgiving so that we can see clearly. We can walk clearly through life. We're not wearing those lenses that tell us different things. All right, two more. 9. If we want to be in the light, spend time with other believers. How many of you have ever been together with somebody and you just feel so full of joy afterwards because you were a fellow believer and you prayed for each other, or they talked with you about God and you encouraged each other, right? And Jesus said that we are a city on a hill, right? And our light can't be hidden. So if I had, let's do a little flashlight analogy again. If I had one flashlight that shines a certain amount of light, right? What if I had 2 flashlights? That would be double the light. What if there were 6 flashlights, right? The more of us that are together, the bigger of a light we can shine together. It's kind of like if you think about a city, it's not one big light, it's a bunch of little lights all together, right? And so whenever we're with each other, our light is refilled and refreshed. And we join together. It's called the church. Together we shine brighter, right? All right, last one. The best way to walk in the light, number 10, is to let the light you have shine. Sometimes we don't want to let our light shine because we're like, it's kind of dim today. Right? And back to this, you know, story of me and the kids on the beach. I, for some reason, ended up with the bum flashlight when we were out there. It barely shone at all, and I was having trouble. But even a dim light still breaks through the darkness, doesn't it? So even if I feel like, man, I am very low on energy today, I am not feeling filled today, I can still shine the light that I do have. And when we do that, it actually makes our light brighter. Do you ever, like, you know, like say you're at Walmart and you're already kind of feeling down, you're tired or whatever, but you see somebody and something within you says, go pray for them, or that person really needs you to smile at them today, even though you're not feeling like it. And then they smile back. Or you've prayed for them and they say, wow, that really touched me. Must have been God. Doesn't your light get brighter? Yeah. That's the best way sometimes to live in the light and to brighten your light. And even when our light's fading, all we have to do is come to Him and get recharged. It's like putting new batteries in, right? He's always faithful to make sure we're shining. And the Bible doesn't say, it says Jesus is the light, and we are like a lamp, right? So it's like, He is the one that's doing it. We're just the vessel, right? So all we have to do is allow Him to shine through us. So very quickly, we're going to, well, not very quickly. I think I'm just going to wrap up now. That was my final closing. Surprise! I ended it without saying, and in closing. So we're going to spend some time with the Lord now. And I want you to ask Him some questions. So, number one, I want you to ask Him, Lord, what area have I been hiding from You that You want me to let You see in the light? What area do we need to face together today? It could be an area of your life that you are even feeling scared about looking at, something that's been looming over you that you've just been pushing down, pushing down. But now the Lord is asking you to acknowledge that it's there and it's the reality right now, and believe that He will still love you even after He sees that area. So I want you to ask Him that, and then ask Him what the truth is. How does He see you? Just the way you are, He accepts you fully, even though you don't have it all together, and let Him shine the light of His love on that thing, okay? And help you to see it from His perspective. So we're going to ask the Lord, what area do You want to shine Your light on this morning, Lord? Let's just do that right now. We're just going to take a moment of quiet. I was going to play some music, but I think it'd be better if we just do this in quiet. Just you and the Lord. And if you want to write it down, you can, but you don't have to. Lord, what area do you want to bring into the light today in my life?